This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Thursday edition. We're kicking off Hour 2, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Cop versus cop. This isn't something you see very often, Mark, but in Newark, New Jersey, it happened. A police officer who was fired after being convicted of careless driving claims he was caught between two unwritten rules of the road. One, police don't hassle fellow officers. And two, nobody passes a state trooper, especially on the right. Former Tin Falls, this is an unwritten rule I wasn't aware of.
No.
Former Tin Falls Detective Gary Wade is suing over an incident that left him pepper-sprayed and handcuffed face down on the side of a road. Got a little taste of his own police medicine there. I wonder how it felt. His lawsuit seeks $1 million from two state troopers and his own former department, said his lawyer at a news conference Wednesday. Wade, who's 31, maintains he was pulled over for no reason while driving to work in an unmarked police car. The arresting state officer says he was provoked. The August 2004 encounter was recorded by a trooper's dashboard-mounted video camera and a microphone attached to his lapel. On the audio recording, Wade is heard repeatedly telling the trooper, Michael Colliner, to wait until a Tinton Falls police supervisor arrives before taking any further action. He was talking cop to cop, says Wade's lawyer. Isn't that interesting, that phrase? He was talking cop to cop, kind of like, you know, that's more of that us versus them. I'm a cop. You should give me more respect.
I'm in the Blue Brotherhood.
Asked why Wade didn't simply hand over his identification or immediately state that he was a police officer, Lask said Wade pointed to a badge on his belt. It's not a special privilege, she said. It's just known between them. Since that, it's more of that wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Thin blue line. You got that blue line sticker on the back of your car, and they won't mess with you. That sort of thing. He said Colliner and his partner, State Police Captain Alan Delafave, painted a much different picture. He said Colliner and his partner were driving a marked patrol car in the left lane when Wade's car zoomed up behind them and tailgated them before swerving to the right and passing. Wade was argumentative when they stopped him and ignored repeated requests to show identification, according to officers' reports. The state trooper said if he expected some special treatment for careless driving and refusing to identify himself, that will not happen, not for a police officer or for any civilian. So it sounds like almost as though they passed him, he passed on the shoulder. That's the kind of the impression I'm getting here. When they say passing on the right, it sounds like he went over on the shoulder and, you know, zoomed up on the side of the road. And, of course, cops certainly don't like it when you do that.
No, that's crazy.
Lask called Colliner a cop gone wild. Instead of Wade, he's upset that his so-called brothers would do this to him. The actual reason that he was stopped is because he passed the state trooper vehicle on the right. Officer Wade informed me that it's a known fact among officers that you never pass a state trooper vehicle. You let them pass you. They don't like that. Now, this is news to me.
I don't know if we're talking about passing on the shoulder. I don't know if that makes...
Yeah, I don't know either at this point. Lask said Wade demanded that a police supervisor come to the scene and refused to surrender his gun before he feared because he feared for his safety. Wade was charged with obstruction of justice, careless driving, and resisting arrest. He was convicted in municipal court of the first two offenses and then fired. Wade, who's also appealing the convictions, now works as a contractor and has no desire to be reinstalled as a police officer. They said two courts and an internal state police probe have all concluded that the trooper acted appropriately. So, if it was just the guy passing a state trooper on the right, then that doesn't seem to be dangerous driving. But if he was passing him on the shoulder, then I could see that, yeah, you'd flip on your lights and pull that person over. But in this case, he was pepper sprayed, Mark, handcuffed, face down on the side of the road.
It's all very strange. I don't know what to believe and what I hear. I don't know exactly what happened. It's all very odd. It sounds like it's going to be very interesting, though. I mean,
yeah, well, it
why
is.
Didn't they wait for a supervisor?
I don't know. And maybe he was in a rush. Maybe he had somewhere to be.
I mean, he's listened to... No. Who was in a rush?
The state trooper.
Okay.
Wanted to get this guy arrested, thrown in the back of the car or whatever, and get out of there.
Why would you do that? Why would you want him thrown in the back of the car? That's not going to get you where you need to go faster.
That's true. I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's all very weird.
It is weird. But nonetheless, it's always interesting when bureaucracies clash, mm-hmm. and they tend to not get along very well with one another. It's like, you know, they're essentially competing gangs, and they don't like one another for that reason. But the police, they sort of have a sort of mutual respect. But I didn't know. This was one of those things that, like, I sort of knew that the police don't like COs. They don't like corrections officers. There's kind of an us versus them mentality within the force.
It's like upperclassmen versus lowerclassmen
kind
of thing.
Right, because in a lot of, I guess in a lot of police departments, when you start, you start as a corrections officer, mm-hmm. and then you can sort of move up to patrol and move up to detective from there. And so I certainly know that a number of cops look down on corrections officers, but I had no idea that there was this sort of, that there's this other unwritten rule of you don't pass the state troopers.
I can see that.
They don't like you.
It would sort of sounds like a deferment kind of thing. Like it's disrespectful.
You're the state, and we're just the local county mounties.
No,
because you wouldn't you think the state troopers have sort of an us versus them when they look down upon the county boys?
I would think so.
You're the state.
I would think so.
Right. You own the highways.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just an interesting story about police clashing with one another. 800-259-9231. I don't know where to go with it.
No, there's no issue.
Questions to ask, but nonetheless, you don't normally hear about police officers getting pepper sprayed. So I wonder how it felt. Some schools, by the way, banned for a George Bush T-shirt, according to an Australian news site, news.com, in Australia. An Australian was barred from a London-Melbourne flight unless he removed a T-shirt. Now, what do you think that this T-shirt said? Do you think it was, remember that story we had a few months back where there was a guy that got on with a T-shirt with something written in Arabic on it? It was something completely harmless written in Arabic. And they kicked him off the flight for that. They wouldn't allow him on.
Right, they don't like that Arabic writing stuff.
What about this one? Do you think that was similar?
I don't know.
No, it was a George Bush T-shirt. It depicted him as the world's number one terrorist. In fact, the shirt has a picture of Bush on it, and there's a picture of this guy, and we'll put this on the bulletin board system so you can see it later. But he's got his shirt on, and it's the front photo of George Bush, and it says world's number one terrorist on it. Why would you be prevented from getting on a plane with a shirt like that?
I don't see any reason.
Alan Jason was also prevented from catching a connecting flight within Australia later the same day, and in another country. I mean, I could see an uppity TSA agent getting all upset about a George Bush T-shirt. Not that I would agree with it, but I could see that happening. But Australian people? United Kingdom? What? Mr. Jason says Qantas and Virgin Blue were engaging in censorship, but the airlines say the T-shirt was a security issue and could affect the sensitivities of other passengers. You are not wearing that, the woman at the security check-in just said to me. You are not wearing that, Mr. Jason, who is 55, said yesterday. He lives in London and was flying to Australia to visit family on December 2nd.
Not even going through the United States.
Nope. Said he was first told that he would need to turn the T-shirt inside out before he would be allowed to board the Qantas flight. I told her I had the right to express my opinion. She called other security and people got involved. Ultimately, they said it was a security issue. In light of the present situation.
What the hell does that mean?
It means it's a war on terror, and we're going to do whatever we want to. And the present situation, as you might guess, isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
What so if they had, like...
Goodbye to your liberties.
Kim Jong-il, world's greatest terrorist.
I wonder if that... Yeah, I wonder if that would have been okay.
It was sure... It absolutely would have been.
What if it just said, world's number one terrorist?
Well, that would be stupid.
After a prolonged argument about freedom of speech and expression, Mr. Jason said a Qantas gate manager said he could not fly at all unless he wore another T-shirt. So they upped the restriction. They originally said just turn it inside out. Then after he put up a fight about his freedom of speech, then they said, you got to take that thing off. So he said his clothing had already been checked in and was then forced to buy a new T-shirt, this time with London Underground written on it, coincidentally the site of a terrorist attack from last year. He said, I felt I'd made my point and caved in, said Mr. Jason. But after arriving in Australia, he put his Bush shirt back on and was again banned from boarding a connecting flight, this time a totally different airline, Virgin Blue, from Adelaide to Melbourne. It was argued that other passengers could be offended, said Mr. Jason. I said it was most offensive that I would be prevented from expressing my political views. Indeed. 800-259-9231. In other countries, they're protecting the feelings of other people. I mean, people around the world hate President Bush. I don't understand this.
Very strange.
Just a chilling on freedom of speech in and around the world, and it's very disturbing. Coming up, political speak. Also, people are getting scared about Wi-Fi? Oh boy, it's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you take control of the airwaves if you want to. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy them because they're on the house. And that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have added themselves, validated photos, that is, to the Shrine. That means that they're proving in the picture that they listen to the show. See what I mean? By going to shrine.freetalklive.com, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Let 1-800-Flowers.com help you celebrate the holidays with a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece delivered the same day. Any day. And you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL to receive 10% off your next order. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice for the holidays and every day. That's code FTL at 1-800-Flowers.com.
We're going to talk about political speak here in a moment, but since we are talking about freedom of speech in the United Kingdom in Australia, where a man was essentially shut down from wearing a Bush is the number one terrorist shirt on an airplane. Pretty outrageous story, but here's another one for you from El Paso here in the United States. The ticket received by a San Elizario shopkeeper who warned motorists about a sheriff's checkpoint last month might become the center of a civil rights jury trial. Jose Rodriguez, the owner of Pepe's General Store on Luisa Guerra Drive, is contesting the citation and has requested a jury trial, he announced Tuesday. And this guy is great. This gentleman here, great to hear what he did. Jose Rodriguez.
Well, Pepe's
General Store.
Well, Pepe is
it's another name for Jose?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
It's like Richard and Dick. Makes no sense.
Wow. All right. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. He's
it's very old school, though.
He'll be represented pro bono by lawyers with the Paso del Norte Civil Rights Project who say the case is about freedom of speech. And they're absolutely right. What's going on is that they, the sheriff's deputies, are trying to stop anyone who doesn't agree with them. Mr. Rodriguez has the right to speak out about what's going on in the community, said the director of the Civil Rights Project. The ticket for an unauthorized sign is a Class C misdemeanor punishable by up to $500 in fines. Now, what unauthorized sign could this man possibly have posted that would have gotten the ire up of the police department?
I've been listening, and essentially it was a sign that must have said, watch out for the speed trap.
Oh, that's good. You're right about that. I forgot I mentioned that. The Rodriguez on October 27th wrote, cuidado, precaución, retén del sheriff, or caution, sheriff, checkpoint, on a piece of cardboard, and placed the sign in front of his shop, just ahead of the traffic checkpoint. He said he put up the sign because the checkpoint was costing him customers. When the flow of cars dwindled at the checkpoint, several sheriff's deputies came to investigate. They saw Rodriguez's sign and issued him the unauthorized sign citation because the shop owner had taped his notice to a public construction sign.
Mm.
Sheriff's officials declined to comment on pending litigation, but have said previously that the ticket was by the book. Rodriguez disagreed, saying the construction sign was left behind by a construction company 2 years ago and wasn't owned by the state. Rodriguez says the deputies also took issue with another handmade sign that read, Minutemen Go Home, that Rodriguez taped to a utility pole on his property, but not with five signs for lottery tickets and cigarette brands that were also on a utility pole. They told me that if I didn't take the Minutemen Go Home sign off the pole, that the electric company would come take the sign and the pole, and I would not have any electricity.
What?
But I knew they were just trying to scare me, he said. Rodriguez's lawyer said they had no immediate plans to sue on behalf of Rodriguez or to lodge a complaint with the sheriff's office about the deputy's alleged conduct. So at this point, he's not filing a lawsuit. He's just taking this all the way. He's going to fight this this charge, this $500 Class C misdemeanor. He's going to fight it to the bitter end. And I say more power to him.
I'm with him on that, too.
I think it's great. I think what he did was a real service to his customers. He noticed that his customers were going down. They were...
Yeah, getting tickets.
Well, they're
money they can't
the
spend voluntarily
at
his store.
Sure.
They're taking it forcefully at the speed trap.
And I can tell you that if I was driving down this particular road and I saw the sign, then I would make a point of visiting this man's store. Like, hey, you did me a favor. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
I'm going to go buy some a refreshment from your general store. And
some of that ginger brew you like.
Yes, indeed. So... I think what he did was a real community service, unlike the police who claim up and down that, well, we're out here serving the community by stopping you and making sure you're not drunk.
Doing fundraising for the government, giving you tickets for $250 for speeding or whatever.
Yeah. So I say more power to Mr. Rodriguez. Hopefully we'll hear more about this case as it rolls on. So if you happen to spot it, definitely send it our way. 800-259-9231 to Political Speak. Mark? What do you have for us?
Well, this is just simply an article that I really enjoyed, so I sort of want to share it with people.
Okay.
I don't know that there's an issue involved or anything like that. A lot of Orwell quotes, but from the San Francisco Chronicle, and listen to this title, Political Cuttlefish Spew Ink of Obfuscation.
Obfuscation?
Yes, that's the word. Surrender of language risks loss of destiny.
Whatever.
That's the title.
Yeah, okay.
Political language designed to make lies.
I hope it's not all written like that.
No, I wouldn't be able to make it through. Not reading out loud. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. And
yes.
to give the appearance of solidity to pure wind, wrote George Orwell in his prescient essay, Politics and the English Language. Beset as we Americans are by a misguided war, errant governance, unaddressed environmental threats, and growing social injustice, it is perhaps easy to downplay the
I was going to say, it didn't sound like the San Francisco Chronicle in the first sentence until I didn't know it was a George Orwell quote.
Mm-hmm.
Now it sounds like the San Francisco Chronicle.
Well, I'm glad that...
Social justice!
Yeah, well, that... Just because they didn't understand what Orwell was meaning necessarily,
right.
There's a lot of gems inside this article.
Okay.
It is perhaps easy to downplay the importance of language in solving our problems in a rational manner. While Orwell became familiar with the manipulation and corruption of language through the fascist and communist movements of the 1930s, he would most certainly be discouraged by the degree to which mutant parlance has advanced since he wrote his celebrated essay 50 years ago. Borrowing from the commercial advertisers and PR consultants, politicians now spin, distort, and lie to sell themselves with ever greater impunity, creating deceptive virtual worlds of pseudo-reality in the process. In the last few years, the wanton corruption of the meaning of words in political discourse has reached a perilous point. Do you think that things are different than they used to be as far as political speech goes? I don't know.
Well, I've only been, an adult for so long. I can't say. I can't imagine that they've gotten that much worse. Maybe they've gotten a little sneakier.
Politicians have just started lying?
No.
They lie more
and
better?
They've been lying.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Focus groups have sort of entered the market, and there's a lot more interest in polling data for politicians. Maybe not. I don't know. But I think that it's probably safe to say that politicians have lied ever since there's been power.
Ever since, yeah, absolutely.
The Bush administration tortured defense of Iraq war effort leading upon the congressional elections could serve as Exhibit A. The great enemy of clear language is insincerity, Orwell continued. When there's a gap between one's real and one's declared aims, one turns, as it were, to long words or exhausted idioms, like a cuttlefish squirting out ink. Orwell was not the first historical figure to point out how, when a people lose control of their language, they must also lose control of their destiny.
Well, words are powerful. Words are tools. And define or be defined.
Yeah, I just think of how that, war is peace. We are getting that right now.
That's true. You're absolutely right about that. Let's continue with more of this
safety
political speak
stuff.
Safety
is freedom.
800-259-9231. That's also Orwell, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're totally free. The bulletin board system is there for you. Lots of different conversations going on. Fun stuff, serious issues. Also, you'll find the articles that we use on the air. You'll find them linked to from the bulletin board system and more. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Talking about political speak, Mark, and let's continue with this. George Orwell, some interesting quotes from one of his essays about how essentially politicians attempt to obscure the things that they're saying with this sort of flowery language.
Actually, the opposite. They say the opposite.
Big words. Try to confuse people. What else did they do?
In observing the downfall of Athens during the Peloponnesian Wars, Thucydides, I don't know these
just
people's
spit
names.
It out.
Yeah, Thucydides.
I don't have it in front of me.
I don't know either.
Don't look at me.
You wouldn't be able to pronounce it either. Described a similar decline to fit in with the change of events. Words had to change. He wrote as Athens launched the misbegotten Sicilian campaign, Sicilian campaign, that led to its downfall. What used to be described as thoughtless acts of aggression was now regarded as the courage that one would expect to find in a party member. To think of the future and wait was merely another way of saying one was a coward. Any way of moderation was taken to be just an attempt to disguise one's own unmanly character. Ability to understand a question from all sides was taken to mean that one was totally unfitted for action. Fanatical enthusiasm was taken as a mark of a real man, and to plot against an enemy behind his back was viewed perfectly legitimate self-defense. Indeed, most people were more willing to call villainy rather than cleverness, simple-minded honesty. They are proud of their first quality and ashamed of the latter. The avalanche of corrupted and abused language sophistry has been generated by the Bush administration and the Republican Party, or San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah. All do it.
Yeah. What?
All of them do it.
All the newspaper. Oh, all the politicians. I'm sorry. Republican Party has become our contemporary Cuttlefish Inc. Consider the following terms born out of the Iraq War.
Okay, good. This is good stuff.
Camp Victory, the name of the huge... I'm sorry, that just makes me chuckle every time I hear Camp Victory. The name of the huge U.S. military base in Baghdad International Airport might now be more accurately described as Camp Defeat.
Pay no attention to the elephant behind the curtain.
Extraordinary renditions, a banality that hides the repugnant reality that allows suspects to be kidnapped, spirited abroad, interrogated, and even tortured in a foreign country without any due process. Now it's legal. No big deal there, I guess. It's a big deal that it's not legal, that it's legal, but ugh. Information extraction, a euphemism that's come to be synonymous with the torturing the suspects into giving confessions. Waterboarding, a term that, well, it seems to be describing some harmless recreational sport.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, perhaps a cross between skateboarding and surfing is actually a cruel, unusual form of punishment. The Healthy Forests Restoration Act, the name of a piece of legislation... San Francisco Chronicle, just so you know. That was in large part an invitation for the woods products timber industry to exploit the nation's forest lands.
Ugh.
People are so funny about the wood and paper products and that kind of thing.
Well, it's true. The wood companies do come in and exploit the government forest land, which
they
is
do.
Why we need to sell off those lands to private ownership. Because when they're privately owned, they're not exploited. They're utilized to the fullest extent that they can handle.
Right.
They plant
yeah.
new trees as they harvest them.
People think that trees are going away or something. Trees are a product.
Yep. Cows aren't going away. Chickens aren't going away. Trees aren't going away.
I mean, it's like saying, oh my God, they don't want you to use paper. Don't waste paper. We got to recycle paper. Blah blah blah. It's like saying don't eat carrots. Because we won't have any more carrots.
Yeah.
Well, if people eat carrots, then they'll grow more carrots because the demand in the carrot market will have increased.
Really, the sad part about the forest, I know this is totally a side
issue.
It
is totally
but
a side.
I can't let it just fly by. The sad part about the forest thing is that you can really tug on emotional heartstrings with an issue like this. And the government creates the problem. But unfortunately, people that have their heartstrings tugged on don't realize that that's the problem. They don't realize that it's government owning land that is what's creating this problem. So the government owns the land. The government leases the land to these companies. The companies come in, clear cut the land. They don't bother planting anything else because it's just a leased property. They clear out of there. They get it. They cut all the trees down. Then they leave. And then somebody comes by, takes a bunch of pictures, and says, look what these companies are doing. This is terrible. We need to get our people in charge so this will stop. Well, it's not stopping. Because government bureaucrats who manage these lands, they don't have any incentive. It doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. They don't have any incentive to care about the lands that they're managing. It's a matter of renters versus owners. And when you put up a government forest right next to a private forest, it's clear which one's in better condition. The private forest.
Of course it is. They care.
And, of course, another side issue on this one is if we would actually legalize marijuana and hemp, then the foresting industry would probably shift over to that product because it grows a heck of a lot faster than
and
trees.
On less space, less energy to go into it. You know, but recycling paper, not a very good idea. Think about it for a second.
Yeah, it's bad.
What is better for the environment? Cutting down a tree that you're going to plant another one in its place, which is what obviously they're going to do with their land. They're not going to, on their own tree forest land, they're not going to cut one down and just leave it down. They might do that on government land they've rented because they have no benefit one way or the other, but they're not going to do it on their own land. So cutting down a tree and then planting another one in its place, or taking a whole big mess, you know, don't forget the trash trucks and their, smoke and all that stuff. That's about the same as a truck moving a tree to a mill. But you take all this paper that you grind up into water and the ink, and then you got to get the ink out. What do you do with the inky, dirty water that the paper's generated? Where'd that go? Then you got to bleach the paper, and then you got to take the bleach water out, and they probably have to bleach it again in order to get this stuff back to usable
condition. Most recycling
is
a scam, as is evidenced by Penn & Teller's excellent half-hour expose on it on their show BS.
Paper recycling isn't just a scam. It's
dangerous,
worse. It's worse for the environment than the new trees. Trees aren't going away, people, I swear to God. No more than sweet potatoes are.
All right, we've got more.
Clear skies legislation, a law that's actually a watered-down substitute for a different piece of legislation that would have gone much farther in limiting dangerous levels of acid and mercury emissions from power plants. With regularity and such reassuringly positive-sounding names have often been deceptively used to make their darker purpose more palatable. So the real situation is obscured by a linguistic misnomer calculated to confuse the public.
Sure, like the John McCain bill that we talked about a couple days ago, the Protecting the Online Children Act, or Online Protecting the Children Act, which is essentially going to destroy freedom of speech.
Yeah, it's just shutting down the Internet.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the bait-and-switch ruse of renaming things in such high-speed, serial fashion that finally the public grows so utterly confused and bewildered that cynicism about language is the only plausible reaction. Recently, benchmarks for determining progress in Iraq have become timetables and milestones. Even as the Bush administration denies that any such measures or pressures were being imposed by the United States on so-called Iraqi government. Indeed, so far out of alignment with any reasonable interpretation of reality has the Bush administration language become that it is almost as if we citizens are now forced to live in two parallel universes. One real and one delusional. I love this article. It just tickles the crap out of me. As words have lost their descriptive power, we have suffered a break in the normative order.
He's right, the author. We do essentially live in two universes. We do live in a real and a delusional universe. Mm-hmm. There are two sets of people in America. They're the people who are real. They're the ones that go to work, produce a product, service, actually do something of value to the economy. And then there are the delusional ones, those who work for the government. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. Why government people are delusional. And more doublespeak. More political speak. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. Maybe you've got a favorite doublespeak example. A political speak example for us. You want to share it with us. Please do. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We give it away. freetalklive.com. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some stuff. Free Talk Live stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order for Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got t-shirts. We've got a variety of hats. We have got, there's also a bowling shirt as well. I don't know if that qualifies as a t-shirt. But there's the Free Marketeer flag, classic archive DVD collector sets, and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. And by the way, one of the other items at the store is the Free Talk Live bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And that is available for free.
Yeah, all you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send it one back to you.
I was so confused today, Mark. Somebody sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope that had what looked like a one-cent stamp on it. And I thought, oh, man, this guy's not going
anywhere.
Yeah, this... They're going to return this to sender, and it's not going to work. I'm not going to stuff a bumper sticker in this envelope. But then I looked a little bit closer, and I opened the I looked at the envelope that it was sent in. Because if you send us an SASE, then you have to send it in an envelope, obviously.
Right.
And I saw the very same stamp on the envelope that it was sent in. And I thought, how could they have sent how could the postal service have possibly delivered this envelope for 1 cent? And
was it not a 1 cent stamp?
Well, Sean, my roommate suggested, well, maybe they just don't even look closely. Maybe they just saw something in the corner and figured that was what it was. And
I don't believe that for a second.
I didn't either. So I took a closer look and I noticed that it said 1C on the stamp. And I got out because I have 1 cent stamps in my office. And I went and looked at the actual 1 cent stamps, and that had that little line through it, the cent symbol. So what the 1C stamp was a first class stamp.
I see.
But I tell you, it looked like 1 cent. It really confused me. Anyway, those guys will be getting their bumper stickers, and you can get details on where to send your SASE at freetalklive.com. As we continue talking about political speak and how words mean different things when they are used by politicians.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in a part of this article from the San Francisco Chronicle, you pointed out that we're living in like an alternate world. What was the term that they used?
One real and one delusional.
One delusional and
parallel universes.
Right, and I believe that's absolutely the case. In that the real people in America are the ones that work hard, the ones that go out and create products and services and work in the economy, and then there are the delusional individuals who work for the government. These are people that believe that they have power over others. They believe in this concept that's called the government, which is essentially this loosely organized group of people that is all under the same fantasy that they have authority,
right.
that they can and should and rightly can control
they,
other people.
Well,
that's delusional.
They do. They write down these threats that they call laws, and if you don't obey their threats, then bad things happen.
Right, they're essentially psychopaths. They're people that don't mind using force on others to get their way, and they're very, very dangerous. Unfortunately, we're all under the delusion that these people are actually here to help us. There are actually people in America that are under the delusion that the government is a good thing. And how an armed gang of violent individuals can possibly ever be a good thing, I'm not too sure. I'm still working on figuring that one out. But there are definitely two groups of people in America. Anyway, let's go on.
As words have lost their descriptive power, we have suffered a break in the normative order. Our whole process of describing, thinking, discussing, and acting has been corrupted at its source. Indeed, it is hard to know how to break out of this self-perpetuating feedback loop characterized by spin and deception, so that political discourse actually conveys truth and meaning. I can't imagine political discourse conveying truth and meaning. If thought corrupts language, language can also corrupt thought, Orwell continued.
The only truth in political discourse is on Free Talk Live and being uttered by libertarians and liberty-minded individuals. The truth is that force is wrong. The truth is that voluntary methods are right. That's what the truth is. And that's what we're getting out there. That's if political discourse was framed in those particular in that particular way, then I think that things will it really would change, because then people would realize that politics isn't worth their time, because politics is nothing more than essentially different groups of people trying to get it trying to get a hold of the government, this violent agency, this violent group of people trying to get in control of them, trying to get in control of them to lord their power over others, to force others to behave in the way that they want to. And I think that if a political discourse was more honest, more people would be saying that. More people would understand that about government. And that's what we're trying to do here on Free Talk Live.
Orwell continues, to think clearly is a necessary first step towards political regeneration, so that the fight against bad English is not frivolous and is not the exclusive concern of professional writers. So advanced is the degradation of language into artifice, and so confused have so many people become over the verbal deception heaped on them by political leaders, that if our republic is to survive, it is a truly urgent matter that an antidote be found.
I hope the republic doesn't survive.
Why is that?
Well, I've expressed this before. I think that it's a failed experiment, and I don't see any point in continuing it.
Well, what do you think it's going to turn into?
I have no idea. I can't predict the future, but what I'd like to see is secession on a wide scale. I'd like to see there be no more republic. I'd like to see there be different confederations of states and possibly single states breaking off into their own areas.
In order for that to happen, people are going to have to be far more dissatisfied than they are currently with the way things are. So you're going to have to spiral down into some kind of terrible despotic dictatorship.
I don't know.
That's what you're wishing.
Maybe it doesn't have to go that far.
Why would people break off in secession? Why would states secede if things are going reasonably well? The economy is going reasonably well, and we all know it's the economy, stupid. I mean, that's really what it's about. Mm-hmm. Americans, I'll grant you that it's difficult to support a family on one income these days.
Sure.
But it's not impossible, and
the thing about the future is it is unpredictable, and if you look back at some significant historical events like the Berlin Wall, for instance, that came down with no warning. There was essentially some sort of discontent that was slowly spreading throughout those people.
Sure, those people were waiting in soup lines. They couldn't get food products on a regular basis.
I see what you're saying.
They waited 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years to get a car. That you're not talking about the same level of consumer satisfaction. In America, you can have whatever you want. You just have to work hard enough to get it.
Well, I hope something happens that really does help wake people up, because really it's all about communicating the ideas of liberty to people. And as the information age spreads, we're going to be more effective at communicating these ideas. And maybe we could have an information revolution, essentially.
I hope so.
Let's continue. Let's actually go to the
phones. I don't hope to see a secession.
I want to go to the phones, and let's talk to Tom in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tom. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just, you know, we're all citizens, and we're all, you know, trying to be involved. I'm trying to organize a rally.
Okay.
Two of them, actually, and I'm with the Lone Lanterns. And,
I don't know what that is.
The Lone Lantern Society. We're an organization towards 911 Truth.
Oh, boy. So what's your rally?
We want to. We'd like to see justice brought to the treason in our government.
Uh huh. How are you gonna do that?
Well, that's why we're gonna have the rally. You know, we want to get as many people there to become involved and you know, do what we can.
Why? And now, presuming you're right about your 911 Truth thing, and I'm not so sure that's the case, but presuming you're right about that, why on earth would the corrupt government bring itself up on charges, sir?
Well, I mean, the power of the people is what I'm talking about.
Well, the people don't have power. It's the government that has power.
Well, I mean, people in masses have power.
No, he's right that the people have the power. They just have abdicated and given it to the government. And
that's what I mean.
He's trying to get it back. For whatever reason, he's trying to get it back.
But the people can't bring the government up on charges.
I understand that.
Why couldn't we? I mean,
it's not possible. You can't bring sovereign immunity of officials that have sovereign immunity up on charges. You can bring the president up on charges maybe after he's out of office. That might be possible, but I don't know how successful you're going to be at that.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I hear everybody, you know, complaining about what's going on, but what are we supposed to do? Just sit here and bow to it? I mean, I'm up in arms, too.
Well, see, this is the problem with the 911 Truth Movement. They don't know what they want to do. They think they realize that the government's a bad organization. Now, whether or not they're correct about their theories is a whole other question. But nonetheless, they sort of got the idea that, government's made up of some bad people. But yet they turn to government for the solution. They turn to other people in government to save them from the existing people in government. And all they do is they end up perpetuating more government upon people. If they would just understand that government isn't the solution and that getting government out of people's lives is the best possible future for America, maybe they could change their direction and maybe work towards that instead of spending all of their time focusing on 9/11 this and 9/11 that.
Yeah, I got you there, but what about, like, the NAU?
Thanks for the call, man. We're out of time. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hey, Lee.